Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8.37, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, we'll start with some sad news. Former Dublin footballer from the 1970s, Sean Doherty, has died. He captained the Dubs to the All-Ireland success in 1974 and in total won 3 All-Ireland medals, adding 2 more from 74 in 76 and 77, all from full-back. He was an All-Star in 1974, retired after losing the infamous final to Kerry in 1978. Played his club football for Ballyboden, first Wanderers and then St Enda's after an amalgamation of the two clubs in the late 1960s. He, of course, famously owned a pub in that area as well. Sean Doherty's subsequently sold on the Merry Ploughboy, but always a good night there as well. But be fondly remembered both inside Dublin, among Dublin fans, and outside as well, a very competitive man. And we pass on our condolences to all his family and friends and the wider GA community. I know a big favourite among everyone. That's Sean Doherty passing away, one of the legends of the 1970s. We're staying with Gaelic Games, and Cork hurling manager Pat Ryan remains optimistic that Seamus Harnedy will be fit to play some part in the All-Ireland final on Sunday week. Speaking last night at a media event ahead of the final showdown against Tipperary, he said both he and Cormac O'Brien are progressing well. Both missed the win against Dublin at the weekend. O'Brien is back training this week, but it could be next week before Harnedy gets back out on the field. On Sunday, Tipperary's win against Kilkenny overshadowed by a scoreboard error which appeared to influence the Kilkenny players in terms of their on-field decision to go for goal in the closing stages. But despite that controversy, Ryan says his focus is now on Tipperary. He confirmed to Damien Lawler that aside of no fresh injury concerns following that semi-final win.
Yeah, look, both Seamus and Cormac missed out the weekend, so look, we'd be very hopeful that they'd be able to play some part in 2 weeks' time. But look, we got no injuries from the match itself. But we'll see over the next week where we can get Cormac and Seamus there. You know,
it was a mad weekend, Pat. Just for your own team and for Tipperary yesterday with the issue over the scorekeeping and stuff like that. Can you understand the level of chaos on a match day? How stuff like that, human errors, can happen, and I suppose the kind of attention on it.
Oh, of course you can. Look, we're all human, do you know what I mean? And majority of us are all amateur people, you know, doing it in an amateur way. So you can't expect everyone to get everything right. But look, you're trying to get as many things right as you possibly can. And, you know, look, it's ourselves in tipping the final and we move on. And, you know, looking forward to, you know, an all-Munster clash, which is brilliant.
Yeah, more on that final between now and then. Really looking forward to that one. Cork and Tipperary on Sunday week. Lions coach Andy Farrell has named 8 Irish players in a starting lineup to face the Brumbies tomorrow as they continue their preparations for the first test. There are 4 more Irish internationals on the bench. And I'm wondering, can we take a look at this and wonder, could this be the test side, and will we have that many players representing this country? Well, Bernard Jackman joins me on the line now. Can we read much into it, do you think, at this stage, Bernard?
I think we can. I think these players are in pole position. There's been a rumour for the last couple of weeks that Andy Farrell would go against the tradition on Lions tours where the probable test team plays the Saturday before the first test. But because of the opposition they're facing on Saturday, which is a mixed selection of players, I think he feels that tomorrow morning is more likely to be a proper test. The Brumbies are the best Super Rugby side, and he's gone incredibly strong. I wouldn't say everyone's locked in, but they certainly are in pole position. And Ty Furlong in particular, I think Andy Farrell was full of praise of him yesterday, because his form hasn't been where we know it can get to, but Ty Furlong is someone that responds really well to consistent game time, and I think another 50-60 minutes tomorrow should put him in pole position to be a test starter for the third Lions tour in a row, which is an incredible achievement.
Yeah, speaking of form, Bernard, the Aussies, their form hasn't been hectic, and they scraped past Fiji at the weekend. Could this be a bit of a one-sided test series, do you think?
That was a very poor performance for him. They were probably lucky to win it, and again you would feel that they would improve, but that certainly would be a worry for Australian rugby. I think we've put massive in Joe Schmidt's ability to get the best out of him, but certainly as a curtain raiser for them, they'd have to improve a lot, or this tour would be a whitewash, and no one wants that. So I do think there's a margin for improvement in Australia, but there need to be.
Before we finish up with you, can we ask you about the Irish team themselves? They too on tour had a very good win against Georgia, away to Georgia in some terrible conditions. But they're in Portugal this weekend. How are the Irish who aren't on duty with the Lions, how are they faring out?
Well, that was a brilliant performance. I think Paul O'Connell and his coaching staff, obviously missing so many players and coaches who were in Australia, they did a great job, and it looked like Ireland, and that's not easy because you've so many players there who haven't been part of Andy Farrell. Andy Farrell gave a nice handover. They want to play the same way, and they hit the ground running. That was a very impressive result against Georgia, and there's no reason to believe why they wouldn't, you know, even add to that this weekend against Portugal and really benefit from this summer tour and hopefully find some new talent that will become very competitive for Andy Farrell in November and beyond.
Okay, Bernard Jackman, thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland. Before I go, Spain beat Belgium 6-2 in Group E at the Women's European Championships. The favourites have progressed to the knockout stages off the back of that win and Portugal's 1-1 draw against Italy.
Thanks very much, Darren. The time now is just coming up to 16 minutes to 9.